listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers in Western Montana here, smoky Western Montana. When the smoke rolls in here, I can always think about when they start banning wood stove smoke. I mean, all summer long, we got to put up with the state smoke of their trees burning up thousands of hectares of trees acres of trees like that. But during the wintertime, my little old wood stove causes a problem. Anyway, back to Trump now. Trump, as you know, has had this rhetoric there about making America great again. And this is what propelled him because I don't know how many voted there, but countless millions of Americans voted because they saw the direction the country was headed. They knew what America was, and they wanted that back. And on the preface of this, just like that show kicker I have here at the top of the hours about Germany, the minute Trump wanted to restore America back to what it was, he was instantly labeled as a Nazi. And of course, we knows who or the hook behind this, that they don't want a prosperous America. They don't want America that has great jobs, rebuilding its infrastructure and stuff. So Trump is embedded and laden down with his constant Twitter stupid. And I don't know if he has sole control over his Twitter account. Sometimes it sounds like it's Donald Trump. Then other times it sounds like there's some other person that's out there, and then he's out there doing damage control later on. But anyway. But Germany had restored itself after breaking that worthless Versailles Treaty. And, you know, if the United States would just get out of war and everything like that, they might have it made. Just think of the countless, was it $21 trillion now, which is basically the national debt that is missing that the Pentagon can't account for. If that had been done to rebuild infrastructure in this country, which would have created jobs, which would have solved homelessness, solved the starvation, solved the veterans problem, all this stuff. And, of course, nothing changes. It's always the same. But anyway, so how could Trump do this? How could he make America great? And of course, this was aimed at changes to immigration, the trade, taxes, and foreign policy. And of course, we know that anything about foreign policy in this country is a joke. But Trump has made some unorthodox, to do's and such, like, such as refusing to take vacations. And kept him off the golf course, so I can tell you that, just like Obama. And, of course, rejecting some of these narratives of the elites. And, you know, I, in a way, as an American, I give the guy a little bit of credit because even though he was bailed out with his failed businesses and stuff by these bankers and probably owes quite a bit of favors and stuff for those that have restored that. And there's a video I watched here not too long ago about how indebted Trump is to all these bankers and stuff and Adelson and those guys. But Trump does have some good leverage behind him as far as an American there that I think he's got a good heart and everything. But especially this stuff with, like, Merry Christmas, being able to say Merry Christmas again. And of course, to me, it isn't so much the Christmas today because everything's a corporate holiday. I mean, if it was your birthday, could you imagine everyone getting together, exchanging gifts between themselves and not giving you anything? And that's exactly how I feel that the way Christ would be, even though Christ wasn't born in December anyway. But remember, they lumped that together with the birth of a new sun, the Roman god there. It's when the equinox, the sun came up after 3 days of being hung there in limbo. But anyway, so Trump has gone on to cut taxes and, of course, fight terrorism and all this stuff like that. Of course, the taxes that he's cut has been for these big corporations that have done nothing for this country whatsoever. And this is has come out now that these massive tax breaks did nothing for the people. It's only for these big corporations who in turn now still are laying off thousands of Americans, outsourcing their jobs. And, of course, the only way to stop a lot of this is where Trump is imposing these tariffs and stuff. There's a video, I can't remember the title, but it's something like China versus America, and it's on YouTube. Thinking of that, I had bookmarked this morning here about the difference in America from 1980s to now. And I'd save that link there because I wanted to review it there, and that video has been removed. See, they don't want you to see what America was or what we had back in the 80s. That might violate something, but it was filmed in a 7-Eleven or something like that, where these kids are running around with a camera, they're laughing and joking with everyone, getting coffee and stuff. And that's the America I grew up with, you know. Nowadays, you're afraid to open your mouth because it's not politically correct or something. Of course, the clampdown on the media continues, the sites and stuff like RBN. My friend over in Spain, I tried to send him a link to RBN's live shoutcast radio link there, and it's banned in Spain. But this just goes to show you, since we have, for now, the freedom of speech there that hasn't been thwarted yet, but they're trying by these big CEOs down in Silicon Valley there. But they're trying to shut us up, and, of course, they're making it so that even my friend in Switzerland, if I sent him a link, it says not available in your country. You know, it's like, why, you know? But anyway, so Trump's build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Well, that wall, as you know, as of March 30th, 2018, we're on track to replace 20 miles of primary vehicle barriers in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. This is what was told to reporters during this conference in Washington, D.C. And, of course, then in San Diego, another 14 miles of outdated steel-plated barriers will be replaced. In other words, if you start researching this wall, there's no new wall going in. It's just areas where they're having problems with immigration. And, of course, a lot of that's due to the rivers and stuff that separate the countries and everything like that, Rio Grande and all that. But what gets me out of 96 million Americans that are out of the workforce there, that an Israeli firm is getting these contracts to do it when Americans who need the jobs should be able to do it. Anyway. It goes on to talk about in this article here about the project spans the southwest border from San Diego to the Rio Grande Valley's sector over in Texas there. And this is, again, as I say, it's just replacing outdated steel plate barriers and stuff. So anyway, number two here, the temporary ban on Muslims from entering the United States. Well, Trump has been fought on that issue there by judges saying that it's illegal to do this and like that, you know. And of course, again, like I say, with George Bush's premise that we have to fight them over there so as not to fight them here, and then if after all that then they're importing them over here, then it gets back to this so-called training camp down there in New Mexico, which they found the body of a young boy from somewhere back east, Georgia, whatever it was like that. But anyway, the point was, is once his camp was found out, then suddenly it's destroyed. Just like all these school shootings where instantly after the school is used as a premise, and of course we know like Sandy Hook that was condemned in 2008, that after they do their little psyops on it, then the school is instantly demolished there. So if anyone couldn't go up there and say, well, I think I'll go check out the bullet holes or something like that. See, they're all destroyed. They're just getting rid of evidence, you know, if it was evidence to begin with. But anyway, they destroyed that camp down there in New Mexico. And again, I have to remind you that the New York Times and The Guardian come out with those articles about the FBI being behind all domestic terrorism. And as well as I've mentioned before, though, the congressional testimony of Trey Gowdy and those guys grilling the FBI about the millions of dollars used out of tax dollars to pay these patsies to go out and do this stuff. And then you find out that most of these guys were mentally unstable in the first place. So I don't know if this is some kind of MK Ultra thing or whatever like that. Trump's other thing was bringing back manufacturing jobs to America. And of course, with all these trade tariffs and taxes and everything like that. Then there's those like Harley Davidson and everything that are moving out of the country. The massive trade wars that are going on now, and I tell you, these are getting to the point here where some could turn deadly here, because remember, China has 1.3 billion people to feed, and if it can't sell its products or whatever like that, people start to, well, I guess the saying is, if you start starving people, that's when you'll see them rise up there. And we haven't seen that here in America yet because of all these food assistance, everything like that. If you research history back in the 1930s and you look at the long, long, long soup lines and people trying to, women trying to get milk for their babies and stuff, this is when the country was at a very, very low time. And of course, the best thing to do is cause a massive distraction like a war. Just like Margaret Thatcher when they had the biggest coal mine strikes over there in the 80s and stuff, their idea to liberate an island of sheep was to get everyone to rally behind the flag. And so when you see Donald Trump in his military parades, his statements of a great military, great police, great Boy Scouts, this is a country that is on life support, that's trying to keep the morale of its citizens up, to be the go-getters out there in the world, like Secretary Pompeo trying to do another 1953 coup over there in Iran right now. If you think of the millions of dollars used to try to take down another country's government, who, I might add, like Iran, the Persian Empire, that has existed for thousands of years before the United States came into existence, you know, those guys all knew how to run their countries. And I don't care if it's with Sharia law or what like that. Right now they're showing pictures of Sharia police in Michigan. And you wonder, what will be the duties of the Sharia police in Michigan? And how does that work with United States constitutional law? How would it go through our courts and everything like that? But anyway, no one thinks of these things. They're too busy about worried about getting laid on the weekends and paying their bills and what the latest sports star is doing and whether you're taking a knee at a football game. And of course, this taking a knee stuff too, this is where you have the right and left trying to thwart this this massive move to, I'm trying to say, there is a tempest building, just like you would see in Germany, of the pride and nationalism, where there's those that don't want that pride and nationalism. They don't want the culture. They don't want anyone to reflect on times that were good. They're only thinking about their perspective, like listening to that David Hogg, that son of the FBI agent, his stupid tweets, you know. He never replies to anyone either. He just, you know, which makes you wonder there. But, or that Anna gal there over there in Syria, 8 years old. She has better linguistic properties as an 8 year old than I ever had. It makes you wonder who's doing her account there. But anyway, so these tariffs are, you know, they're causing problems, and of course negotiating or withdrawing for the NAFTA, the free trade agreement there, and the Pacific Partnership. All this stuff is causing rifts everywhere, and I have other stories to get into which shows you how bad they're getting. And Trump is this thing about negotiating the Iran deal. This, I'm reading off premises about Trump's pre-election stuff about what he wanted to do. Remember, he said that the Iran deal was a bad deal and all stuff like that. But all these member nations are sticking by it, and the United States is out there trying to say, no, you can't do that. And if you don't side with us on Iran, we're going to cut all trade with you. I mean, that's economic extortion, if you ask me. But he has a promise to leave Social Security as it is, and I guess in 2019 we're supposed to get a COLA increase of 3%, which doesn't make up for anything because of the rising prices in the stores and everything. And again, as I mentioned, that Trump has cut taxes, but they've been for the corporations. And if you look back at Trump's 1991 interview again, where I've mentioned how he talked about building jobs, his main premise was to tax these corporations at least 50%. And the only way they would get a tax break is if they reinvested back into the economy. And they won't do that. And so when you read news, which I have another story here of RB, Royal Bank of Scotland over there, another massive case here that shows you the corruption to the banking system and like that. But these corporations are in a dead heat right now of selling stocks like mad on through the stock market, and they openly admit that these same firms are buying back their own stocks. And this is, like I say, these old 1920s and 30s Missoulian newspapers I got here. If you were to put those side by side with today's, it's like it's an echo of what was going on right before the big crashes back then, and when war started out. All these corporations are just getting bigger and bigger. The corporate fascism, the banking fascism, and of course the government's fascism. That something is big and that's coming, and a lot of people sense it, and that's why this massive censorship is coming, where they're trying to control the narrative on everything. And that doesn't help them when the U.S. is proclaiming something that they're doing over there in Syria. And then, of course, you see now that ISIS is actually fighting against the United States in northern Syria now. And this is all due to the Kurds and stuff. But before, we saw where ISIS was standing down yelling at the American troops as they drove through their little villages, or what do you want to call them there, with their Israeli tanks and stuff headed up to the Kurds there. And those hired ISIS were yelling at the Americans saying, no, this is our war. They were paid to do it like that. And they, I mean, you can find the live leak video where they're actually saying that, cursing the Americans. They were hired to do all this, and then now the U.S., because ISIS is being thwarted, and Russia and Iran and Iraq are bombing the hell out of them, that they've lost their so-called middle guy, and so the U.S. is having to go back into areas there. And so now ISIS is waging war against the U.S., actually. So that means more U.S. body bags will be coming back, and it's like, why? Did Iraq, Syria, or those guys ever attack the United States? No. So these boys are being lied to, and you're supposed to just kindly receive your folded flag and a body bag back and say that the guy died for, or girl, a soldier died for their country, and it's all lies. But on top of that, Trump has also recently stated there that he was looking for a reason to go back into Iraq, claiming that Iraq's oil should be taken. And now the Pentagon says that a new breed of terror is forming in Iraq. I mean, supply the problem and then offer the solution. Or as Rahm Emanuel would say, never let a good crisis go to waste. But this is the same premise over and over. And of course, like I say, with the heartstring puller on that, Trump said that the theft of that oil in Iraq, it would help pay for the wounded warriors. Or a quick translation of that for those that are following me. That's after the U.S. has illegally invaded and occupied, or its partners there, coalition partners, have illegally invaded and occupied Iraq, that they're now going to steal Iraq's oil, that Iraqis themselves should be paying or selling to rebuild their country for what the coalition partners have destroyed over there, over that flat lie. But then you have to think of these poor soldiers here who are lied to. You just got to pull on them heartstrings. Because remember, the IG report from the Veterans Administration admitted that the VA basically allowed 307,000 veterans to die. They don't care. It's his corporations. That's all that matters. It's his corporate takeover. As well as Brexit and them fighting Brexit because they don't want this New World Order thing of theirs to dissolve in front of their eyes. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on RBN. Daniel, I hated to put you on hold, but I want to get through that stuff there. So, Daniel up in BC, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Keith. Yeah, call me old-fashioned, call me sentimental, but I still think 9/11 truth is going to end these wars, and it's going to end this Jewish New World Order. It's going to put Israel in its place, which hopefully will be somewhere in the sea, you know. It just seems like we're almost approaching, 18 years now since 9/11. And you got to ask yourselves why the media is controlled by the chosen. No one ever asks this question. Like, is it because it's something they like to do, or, I mean...
Well, Daniel, you bring up a good point there, Daniel, because Trump keeps tweeting all about this fake news, and so on his account, I keep replying back to him that the same owners that own the fake news are the same ones that he has sitting in his cabinet. Do the math.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It seems like definitely a better choice than Hillary, and I supported Trump right up until he appointed John Bolton. Mm-hmm. I thought either he's been compromised or they threatened him somehow. That's their age-old tactic from the Protocols of Zion. They got you by the you know, the short and the curlies. Honest. And
yeah,
exactly. Trump was made famous by the casinos that he took over. It was Resorts International, which was a Meyer Lansky outfit. If that, you know, that kind of joins a couple dots. If that doesn't join a couple dots,
you know,
I don't know what the...
That brings up a question, because on his recent trip to, I think it was Saudi Arabia, there was another Trump Tower that he was dedicating over there. And, you know, he shouldn't be doing that stuff while he's POTUS there, because he's supposed to be separated from his business there. But, you know, they'll never thwart him on that, because you're talking commerce. And of course, the amount of money that – I mean, when I was in Vegas, my dad's casino that he ran down there, they had a half a million a week in what they call slot drop every week just on nickels alone. And you imagine how long it takes. You know, imagine how long it takes to spend.
Money.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So, anyways, 9/11 truth. John Stadtmiller last week had Christopher Bolin as his guest for almost the entire 2 hours. And this guy is at the forefront. He's linked a lot of these Zionists in power going back a few decades. Even before 9/11, like a couple decades before 9/11, and he just lays it all out. And there's, you know, if the social media wasn't blocked, if Alex Jones actually had a pair of cojones, we might get somewhere, you know.
Well, remember Christopher Bolin there, that he was a journalist at the same time, and this I mean, this is no different than Dan Rather, who spoke out against the war. What happened to his career? Phil Donahue, when he spoke out against the war, what happened to his career? I mean, it's like listening to George Carlin saying, or you know, in that video, or we like war, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the most I get out of the media about regarding 9/11 lately was some Obama-appointed judge slapped a $10 billion fine on Iran for links to 9/11. And, you know, Iran had nothing to do with 9/11. Saudi Arabia supplied some patsy passports, and that's about it. But
yeah. Well, that's why those 28 redacted pages are so heavily redacted. But, you know, I mean, seriously, Daniel, you have to look at this. The premise of the invasion of Afghanistan was already on even before 2001. And they just used the pretext of men in caves. And then, of course, right after that in 2003, then they came out with Saddam's WMDs, and now it's Iran. I mean, do you think people would catch on to this, that it's all a lie?
No, because of the media and who owns it. And the State Department, which is completely a kosher Nostra territory.
Right.
Trump can't touch the State Department. That's right. The deep state right there.
Right. All right, I got a break coming up here. So, all right, well, thanks, Daniel, for calling in, okay?
You're welcome. Cheers.
All right, my best to you, though, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in line is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We still got time for calls there. But I do have some stories here. You know, back on this, it's the selling of politicians or the selling of whatever they're trying to sell, whether it's a party or what like that. But, you know, A good public relations team is essential in politics today, as well as it was back in the early 1900s and even before. Your message has to be crafted. And of course, you have to get the people to prescribe to whatever your deal is. But it all gets down to one thing here. The role in public relations in politics today is basically what it was yesterday, and it will be the same tomorrow. You have to repeatedly sell a politician to someone, like Hillary, for example. She reminds me of a caught fish here in Montana. You might get her up on the bank there, but even after she's caught, you know, they flip-flop around like that. Once they're for this, once they're for that, and then they change their – it's because they mold themselves to whatever the movement is, and they're just flat liars. That's why I can't support any of them. But anyway – and like I say, if you've been around as long as I have, you'll notice that nothing ever changes. The world, and not just the United States, but it's the entire world. It continually goes downhill. When you look at nations like Brazil and stuff that have millions out in the street protesting bus fare hikes and stuff, I mean millions. We're not talking about 10,000 or something like that. We're talking millions. When you have millions over there in the Middle East protesting against government corruption, where is it here? Don't see it. Mike in Colorado. Good evening, sir. Hope you're doing good tonight.
I'm doing well, Keith. I hope you're doing well as well.
Hanging in there.
So I got a quick comment and a quick question. The comment is we always use the term taxpayer dollars, mm-hmm. but with $21 trillion in debt, anything they spend is borrowed money, and I think that's a huge distinction we need to make.
Yeah, it's odious debt, because remember, you and I never signed on. We didn't, and even the voter, they didn't vote for these wars. They didn't vote for these sanctions and all the stuff like that. They just want to live a simple life, buy food, whatever like that, and just go about their day, you know?
Right, true story, but any taxes I pay doesn't go to, you know, fund the F-35. They're borrowing that money on future generations, which is really kind of a bummer. And my question for you, sir, you sound like a well-seasoned, intelligent man. Do you see that we got a way out of this at all?
Peaceful revolt. And the only way I could think about doing that is to start boycotting corporations entirely. Now, and the premise of this now is if they want to start all this censorship with the internet and stuff like that, well, divest from it. Remember how many banks and stuff require transactions through the internet, how many people are logged on through their accounts and stuff. Imagine if those banks and stuff would have to start mailing all of their stuff. And you couldn't, it'd break them, see? And that's the only way to do it is a peaceful way to thwart these big corporations, like that massive Monsanto case that's just come up here, and I guess they've lost their appeal on it, which means hundreds of millions of dollars will be paid out to all these cancer victims like that, you know? But that's the only way to do it is to break these big corporations up, and that's the problem because, as I've mentioned before, under U.S. law, the United States is a federal corporation. So when you hear Trump talking about making America great again, it is to make profits for its investors of that corporation, which do not help any of us in the, you know, in the interim like that. Because, like I say, most stuff is these big, huge commercial arms manufacturers and stuff like that. I would hate, Mike, to know that if I went to work, that the product of my job was building bombs or something like that to kill people.
I'm right there with you. I have a small company that's just me on my own giving my labor to people for their currency. And I've got a cousin who works for Lockheed Martin. I have a brother-in-law's brother who works for Martin Marietta. I have family members who work for the state. And they're decent people, but I don't think they realize what they're contributing and what kind of a black mark is putting on their souls. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, but the premise behind that, though, Mike, you got to realize they are inundated with the corporate world there because they're making that good money themselves, they're able to buy their yachts and to spend their time out in the oceans and stuff. And that's why I mentioned last week. Imagine here in America where the weekend comes and Americans are busy out there barbecuing and having a good time drinking and stuff while bombing thousands to death in some foreign country of people that live in tents.
It's amazing. And I don't know how we got here. I don't know how we get out of it, but
It's a moral conscience.
BDS is a good idea, and I wonder if we all, every patriot and everybody who had a conscience could, like, take 48 hours and not spend a dime into the system. I wonder if that would make a difference.
It would be a shock, I can tell you that. But I would preface that by saying that do that as just a warning, that if you guys don't straighten out, we're going to shut you down entirely. We will stop spending. And if it costs thousands of jobs or millions of jobs, whatever, because the system will go down.
Well, I sure hope so. I appreciate your show. I just learned about it today from a listener on another RBN show, and I think you're a really smart guy, and I appreciate your integrity.
Well, I'm just a hick up here in Montana, so what the heck. thank you, though, okay?
Take care.
You have a good one there. All right. Pete in Florida. Good evening, Pete. And Kathleen, I'll get to you in a second there, okay? But Pete, go ahead. How's God's waiting room?
Yeah, Keith, you know, I hear all the stuff Trump's doing, but all I see is more refugees pushing their children around on the bus and in the library and at Walmart.
But, you know? Pete, you have to understand what's going on here. Like, if you follow the show here, the agenda, you can look it up on YouTube. Zionist Jews admit that mass immigration is number one on their agenda, and this is to infiltrate the country so that we see on TV all these marriage relationships and stuff like that. It's on Twitter, they're openly calling for white genocide. And I hate to label all Jews, but that's like an American that sits here and waves his flag as the U.S. is bombing someone like that. And it's because, hey, we're American like that, you know. But for people that don't stand up, they're part of the problem like that. So when you see all these immigrants and stuff, remember, these are the same ones that will eventually take an American job and stuff. And of course, to bring that out, you're racist or you're some white supremacist, you're a Nazi, you know.
Yeah, I think Trump is just a distraction for the, you know, the most threatening of the base, the threatening of the part of the population that they're more worried about. So they bring this Trump guy in, and he keeps them happy while we just keep going down the road of Obama. These are the type of people. These are the type of people that would drive to people that like Trump will go to California to be in an audience at a game show. You know, these people are, you know, been polluted by mass media radiation. And I think he's just a distraction, and we're just in the 10th year of the Obama administration.
Well, Trump is a CEO, and he's the CEO of the largest corporation in the world, the United States, the federal corporation.
Well, you can call it what you want. It's a corporation, a republic, a democracy. But at the end of the day, yeah, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the day, it's just one big distraction. I mean, I just don't see... Like I said, I just see more refugees. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem. Like I say, if you follow his Twitter account like that, he's constantly out there defending himself about how this – it's like listening to Obama, you know. All right, well, you take care, okay, Pete? Kathleen in Texas. Good evening, Kathleen. I hope you're having a good evening down there.
Hi, Keith. Are you trying to ruin my Sundays?
Whatever, you know.
You said
I aim
you
to please.
Were thinking to ask John if you could get rid of your show. You have to ask me. I say no.
Oh, well, thanks. I have been dealing with a health problem here for over a year after they gave me a dual hernia surgery and cut through the wrong nerves, and it just kills me to lay down, to stand up, to walk, or any of that stuff. It feels like I wear a screen for underwear, if that tells you any of the nerve damage.
Did you try that? You said you were going to have some CBD oil or something?
Yeah, I've tried that. They did a nerve block through alcohol, which only inflamed the area. Now I've got another issue that's, I don't know if it's a swollen whatever like that, but the pain is outrageous.
Yes, and I know that you're being very brave, but there's this a place here in Fort Worth called the Sunflower Shop. And everybody defers to them because they have the latest, greatest vitamins and all that. And they have something called innovative CBD oil. And you put it under your tongue, and they said in 5 minutes it'll get rid of all pain.
Yeah, well, the problem I'm having, Kathleen, is like all Americans, I'm flat broke. I'm on Social Security. I only get $109 a month for food. for EBT assistance. Well, I mean, we have immigrants that are getting more than that just for coming in this country, and they're living in hotel rooms like that, you know. And by the time you pay your mortgage, your lights, your power, the internet, all that stuff like that, there's no money left, you know.
Well, and I'm so praying for you, and I know that a lot of your listeners are, and I would sure miss you and Granny and all your wonderful callers. And and if you're going to be in pain anyway, why not be in pain with us?
Well, I guess that's a way to look at it like that, but I don't know. I get so tired. You know, it's like you want to grab people and just shake them something. I'm not talking, you know, physically, you know, but just mentally shake them. And that's why I mentioned this thing with this Israeli kid that's camped out here on this field here. When you throw things at people in a light way and get them to realize and see something with their own mind, to where he actually, like I said, he mentioned that word in Hebrew I didn't understand. I asked his girlfriend, and she says it was grunts. He understood that he was just another one of these pawns that are being used to push an agenda. And so I don't blame all people. Even I don't blame Jews. You know, it's just, but I do blame people that sit there and they wave flags and stuff and they go along with the whole thing and as if nothing's wrong in their lives because they have no moral conscience anymore.
Well, please consider the fact that if you're going to be in pain anyway, please be in pain with us. And if we can make you laugh or give, you know, because you give us so much pleasure. And again, just to mention that innovative, I haven't tried it, but innovative.
All right. Well, I have a friend in Mexico on Twitter there that he actually sells those products. So I'll get a hold of him and see if I can get a better discount from Mexico. It might be a better product too.
Yes. But anyway, God love you, and you are in my prayers, and I'm just asking God to put some painkiller in your life.
All right.
I mean,
well, thank you.
Put a wrap you in His protection from pain.
Yeah, they give you 53 OxyContin, which, you know, they're supposed to last 12 hours. They barely last three. That's how bad the pain is like that. But anyway, thanks for calling, though, okay?
All right. God love you.
Yeah, my best to you there. Dan in Texas, got a short time here for the break there, but I got to get some more news here that's more important than our regular stuff. But anyway, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, listen, have you tried something as simple as ice in your bank?
It's not my back that's – I have a spinal cord stimulator for that, but my other issue is where they cut through these wrong nerves or whatever like that down through my groin. And if you're a man, it's like getting kicked in the, you know what,
24-7. Yeah, I get it. Hey, listen, pertaining to the caller who asked you, you know, what was the way out of it, you know, and I agree with you to a degree. Now, and I'm nonviolent with those who are nonviolent with me.
I figure, but
I'm not non-violent with anybody who chooses to be violent with me. To me, that is common sense. Every creature on this planet, God gave it a defense mechanism. Okay,
that's right.
But let me just give you a quote. Okay, the secret to happiness is freedom. The secret to freedom is courage.
That's right.
Life begins where fear ends. Once we get past our fears, we're going to be all right.
It's like that American journalist that was shot over there in Syria there. She said she'd rather die standing on her feet than walking through life on her knees, you know.
On her knees, exactly. Okay, so here's the thing. What people don't understand, whatever level of conscious awareness you leave here on, that's the level of conscious awareness you're going to wake up on. You're going to have to face it like you're saying. You are being complicit when you choose to do nothing. Okay?
That's right.
When you take it upon yourself to say, I don't want to get involved. I broke up with a girl because she says I'm too involved. Okay?
My doctor told me that my high blood pressure was because of my activism and I should quit my activism.
Well, one day you ain't going to have to worry about high blood pressure, but you're going to have to worry about activism. But we are here to do what we're here to do. When you look at the likes of John Lennon, I was reading something about him the other day. He said, in the end, you got to trust that everything's going to be all right. If it's not all right, it's not the end.
That's right.
Right? So the thing is that we're all here to do what we have to do. Since none of us stay here forever, I just want to feel good. At the end of my life, I want to be able to look in the mirror and take inventory of my soul and feel damn good about it, because we're all going to have to take inventory, whether we like it or not.
Well, Dan, that's right back to what I said. You and I apparently have a moral conscience, just like most of the listeners here on RBN. We actually have moral consciences, whereas the world is just, it reminds me of the scripture that says God gave them over to their own loose conduct, you know?
Yeah, they're all reprobated minds, okay? Yeah. But here's the thing, you know, in the form of moral consciousness, that's something you have to work for. That, you know, but let me say, some people are born like that. I saw a photo of a child, of a starving child in Yemen, and a mother took the photo of her own child in her house, and they had the picture of the kid on TV, on the computer screen in Yemen, and the kid, her own kid, tried to feed the Yemenese child through the computer screen. Now, that's what you call being born on a highly conscious human level, okay? But when you have to lie to get into a war, to kill millions of people, to steal their natural resources, that's not human, okay? No, I don't care how great the three-piece suit is, that is beast in human form.
Yep. I agree with you 100%.
All right, thank you, Keith.
All right, my best to you. Melissa, I got a break coming up here, so I'll take you right after the break here, okay?
Thank you.
Anyway... I was going to say here on Twitter, they were commenting here about this 87-year-old Syrian woman who was tased by police here because she was using a knife to preen her flowers. And this is from one of these Stasi things where a neighbor called in and says, a woman's got a knife. You know, she's inside her own yard pruning her flowers. I hear that on the scanner here daily. The Stasi, the citizens turned informants. The Homeland Security sees something, say something. It's getting ridiculous. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is on. You get and you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'll get into our next call here. Sorry, Melissa, this call will have to be short here because I do have two other important news stories here. But anyway, what's on your mind, young lady? Hope things are good for you here in Montana.
It is, and Eureka is probably just as smoky as you are wherever you are.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, I'm down here in the lower end of the Flathead Valley.
Well, I'm in Eureka.
Yeah, I know a guy up there, Don, up there. He's a ham operator.
Don, okay. Well, there is a good group of that up here that meet every single day at a grocery store in Eureka. And I was going to ask you, with the Montana state laws on the medical marijuana card, my husband has asbestosis working in Libby, and so he is already with a medical marijuana card. And he cannot imbibe on the product as far as smoking it for his pain and stuff, but he does make tinctures and stuff. Have you ever looked into that since you are on Social Security?
Right. Social Security won't pay for any of that stuff like that, but
you
can.
No.
So, like I say, Medicare, Medicaid, they could save billions of dollars off prescriptions by just prescribing medical marijuana.
Absolutely. But with the state law here, it's just, you know, it's not recreational, which is whatever, you know.
Right.
But
That'll
was
change.
Just wondering, with your situation, if you, you know, if you could go, it's only $150 to get your medical marijuana card, but...
I have one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I would like to donate. My husband is his own caregiver, so... I would like to, after the line, I would like to give you my email, and I would like to give you the product that we make for free.
Oh, well, all right. Ken will give you my information then, okay?
Yes.
All right, well, I appreciate that, okay?
And are you also aware of Steve Quayle's information there in Bozeman?
Yeah, I follow Steve a little bit. Some of his stuff's a little bit far out there because I'm not into this alien crap and all, you know, whatever. But
right. He does post quite a bit of stuff, and I agree. There's a wide variety. It's just so rare to find gems in the state of Montana, like yourself and Steve and other people that are researchers and. And
we're countryfied. We're countryfied. We sit
absolutely.
Back and we're able to look at the world from sitting on our porch and realize what the hell's going on out there.
Yeah. Have you visited Chuck Baldwin's meetings down there in Kalispell?
No, I haven't. I want to go up there and meet with Randy Weaver. He's in Kalispell now from Ruby Ridge.
Yeah,
and I'd like to interview
his daughter.
Him.
Yeah. The situation is so far between miles, you know, with people that are intertwined with the same type of research and stuff like that. But I just thought, you know, Chuck Baldwin's son is a constitutional lawyer. And part of Chuck Baldwin's new turnaround on Israel and stuff is quite an interest,
right.
You know.
Right.
And so
All
I
right,
just
well,
thought
well,
I
listen,
would...
We're at- Yeah, I hate to cut you off, but we're at the end of the show here. But yeah, Ken, I give you my information.
Can I give you my email offline?
Yeah, just Ken will take care of it on the call there, okay?
Thank you.
All right, my best to you. Sorry I didn't get some other stories here. There's something on the Royal Bank of Scotland people should be reading here because this is more about that mortgage fraud that is, and Trump pardoning all these banks and stuff. But, anyway, hey, thanks for all the listeners, those in the chat room, Kenneth in the control room. Catch you next week there. Stay tuned for Doug there with Black Lucy News Radio. And have a good evening and stay positive to some degree. I guess something might change here eventually. And watch out on the southern coast over there because I think a big quake will come. Anyway, we'll talk to you later.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.